Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that we're experiencing more this year in all aspects of our lives, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, can everyone hear me, please? Can I be heard? Can I be heard? Can I be heard? Can I be heard? Okay. All right, so we are going to look at something very short that's going to help us. You see, Christ family, you have a lot of pasture. And sometimes it blesses my heart. Yeah, blesses my heart. I tell you, blesses my heart. You know, when I finally came to the consensus that, or let me say, when I knew that the Lord was leading me into pastoral work, one of my fears was how I was always going to get something to teach the people. I barely had, you know, like teaching sessions. For those of you who grew up with me from the very beginning, anytime you saw me, it means that I was coming to minister via the Spirit. I barely had time to teach. So when I sensed that the Lord was calling me into, you know, pastoral work, I had this ace. You know, that kind of a feel like ace. Hey. Because it's a different grace to have people hearing you every time. It takes the grace of all your jokes are finished, all your things are finished. Yes. And I was in a Holy Ghost meeting with a brother, and he spoke out very clearly. And he said, the Lord says, you should not be afraid. There's going to be enough pasture. I said, wow. Fast forwarding, got into the experience of having to catch something from a man, and it all ended. Yes. So, like you see, I'm just trying to cement and make sure that some things are very essentially put in their place. Then that which we have decided to have by God's Spirit in the season we are in, as doing more, experiencing more, there's going to be more on all sides of our life. And God is also going to be pouring in more of everything He's promised us. So we are getting ready to have experiences of this. In fact, we are already in it. And I believe that the teachings are going to instruct and guide, you know, and direct us into all of the promises that God has had for us as a people. And from time to time, I'm going to see how we could, you know, factor in whatever it is via the teaching of God's word that will warrant the experience, or that will warrant the reality of what we're believing God for. And this evening, I came again to help us all see how that are declarations that the year is going to be a year for more of everything. It's going to come to pass. Our declarations are going to come to pass. It shouldn't be another year where we go through the normal, you know, experience of having all the months pass by, and at the end of the year, we do not know what is happening. We can't even lay our hands to what is supposed to happen. And I feel led this evening, actually, you know, to touch on something very key that is going to help us as a ministry to see the more that we're believing God for. So more numbers, more discipleships, more experiences, more flows, more greater depths of manifestations of God's power, increase in our lives, our businesses are experiencing more, customers are coming in more, you know, but I'm going to be talking on all of those things as we go. But tonight, just want to look at something very key as a ministry, you know, that's going to help us, you know, with, you know, especially numerically, and to have us, you know, fit rightly into what God wants us to do. I've come to realize that and learn, that the reasons why the church is sometimes stifled in growth is because, you know, there are responsibilities that are left for a few to do. So only few are responsible. Only few see themselves as part of what God is doing. You know, the rest just come out to church, enjoy the ambience, the music, then they go home, enjoy themselves, they come back again a few weeks after. So yeah, it's really a cool place to be, you know. I feel good when I come. It's a problem. And until we as a people learn to maximize everyone in the work, there is not a way we're going to experience the more that we are trusting God to see. You see, if there were five people standing at a place, and then one person is supposed to lift a very heavy object, see, it becomes more difficult to lift the object. But if the five people rally round themselves together and they go, it becomes to lift that heavy object. So more will come by involving everyone in the work. Say, it's pastor's responsibility. No. No. Everyone involved in the work. Everyone involved in the work. Not just a few. Not just a few. I can tell you for free, right? As of the year 2023, Christianity had approximately 2.4 billion people And it's the largest religion by population. I use the term religion because that's what they call it, but it's actually not a religion. So Christians make up approximately 2.4, specifically 2.38 people in the whole world. You see, the instruction where Jesus is saying that the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God can come to a reality in 7 days. 7 days we can shut down the world. If we in the world decide that we are not going to go to work, all shops and work ventures will close down. If we say that we're going to give 7 days to massive evangelism, the whole world is going to be shut down. The whole world is going to be shut down. 2.4 billion people in the place of prayer. Which devil can stand salvation of men in whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes, lest their minds should... Which devil can stand against the prayer of 2.4 billion people praying and crying and telling God that he should open men's hearts and open men's minds? But you see, the church is not able to take her rightful place in the whole world. Now I think we should be reaching close to 8 billion people in the whole world. Oh, because just a few are the ones doing the work. A few. And you know what they call those few? Pastors. Hey, he's a pastor. Work that has been given to all of us. Go ye therefore into every nation. And to preach, teaching them to observe. You have left it for pastors. So one of the ways we're going to see more, specifically with numbers and numerical increase, is when everybody is conscientized about this. Everybody is conscientized about preaching. Everybody is conscientized about evangelism. Everybody is conscientized in the place of prayer. Everybody's, you know, on that edge to be relevant when it comes to God's plan. So there's going to be that sort of more we're proclaiming. If you are not lazy, if you don't have excuses, if you see yourself as part of everything that happens, it's not just that, pastor will do it. Oh, my disciple, you pray. What are you doing? So the reasons why we experience all of these, you know, slowlessness, I mean, that's what I call it, the art of being slow of taking the world for Jesus, is because they are majority of Christians who don't really care. They don't care. But in this year of more, we are going to be enlarging by involving everyone in the work. Everybody is going to work. Yes, it's not only pastor, It's not only some few people. Everybody is going to see themselves as workers. I think this year we'll be staying in Joshua for a while because we have things to take. Joshua chapter 7. Verse 1 to 6. I want it in the NLT version. Joshua chapter 7. You see how the teachings are going? I'm introducing you to it by bit, by bit, by bit. I mean, by the time Neglect Not the Helper comes out, I want you all to listen to that sermon. It's going to also help us. Joshua chapter 7, verse 1. But Israel violated the instructions about the things set apart for the Lord. A man named Achan had stolen some of these dedicated things, so the Lord was very angry with the Israelites. Achan was the son of Carmi, a descendant of Zimri, son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah. Joshua sent some of his men from Jericho to spy out the town of Ai, east of Bethel, near Beth Aven. When they returned, they told Joshua, "There is no need for all of us to go up there. It won't take more than 2,000 or 3,000 men to attack Ai. Since there are so few of them, don't make all our people struggle to go up there." That was actually a very false report. So, hold on. We don't need everybody involved in the church work. The church work, there's just a few thousands. They will be able to do the work. Now, let's not struggle about it. Don't make everybody work. Oh, we have just one keyboardist. It's okay. Oh, we have just one drummer. This is okay. We have only just 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 20, 55, 100. 120, 2,000, 5,000, 7,000. We should just enjoy. Let's enjoy the ambience. Let's just enjoy the presence in the holy sanctuary. No. So they came back and they said, there's no need. There's no need for everybody getting involved in the work. There's just no need. It would not take more than 2,000 or 3,000 men to attack Ai, since there are so few of them. Don't make all our people struggle to go out there. So approximately 3,000 warriors were sent, but they were soundly defeated. They were soundly defeated. And look what happened. The men of Ai chased the Israelites from the town gate as far as the quarries, and they killed about 36 who were retreating down the slope. The Israelites were paralyzed with fear at this turn of events, and their courage melted away. Verse 6, Joshua and the elders of Israel tore their clothing in dismay, threw dust on their heads, and bowed face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord until evening. Then Joshua cried out, "O sovereign Lord, why did you bring us across the Jordan River if you were going to let the Amorites kill us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side." I believe that the reason why there was a massive loss is because they said, no, just let's allow 3,000 people go. What if they said more? 6,000, maybe 12,000. No, we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. More is going to be achieved when all the people in this place are mobilized to do the work of God. So isn't that in most places just few people are involved in the work? So Joshua's failure or his mistake or whatever resulted in his defeat was that he just went with a section of the nation. He took only 3,000 men, went to fight the Syrians, they were soundly beaten. 30 something were killed, 7 or so. Actually, there was a spiritual reason behind their defeat. Also, is that there was sin in their camp, obviously. So God was not pleased with them, you know. But they also took a section. Yes, it was a mistake of involving only a section of the people. And after they had repented, God then gave them better wisdom for the campaign or for the war. And this time, they had the idea that everybody should be involved in the war. Everybody. This time, they had everybody. So after they had repented, they had learned their lesson. Joshua chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Still the same NLT. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid or discouraged. Take all your fighting men and attack. I have given you the king, his people, his town, and his land." Christ family, the Lord has given us this city, other cities, these nations, other nations, but all need to be involved. All, everybody. Everybody. Don't see yourself as, "Oh, me, God has not really called me. As for me, I'm around, sir. No. No, when you do that, you contribute to our loss in the war. Because you are supposed to be standing at a very strategic site and sweeping off certain heads and thrusting in certain swords into certain hearts. Say, "Hey, Pastor, is he telling us to kill?" No, no, no. I'm trying to use those expressions to communicate the preaching and the teaching and discipleship of men. So you are not going to kill anybody. Don't go and pick a knife and say that Pastor said we are supposed to be cutting certain heads and thrusting certain knives in certain places. Yes. What would you call that in literature? Who is that? Who art students? Where are they? I shouldn't be teaching you literature. Tell us, what would you call that in literature? Art students. Please, is quiet. Or they are typing. Metaphor. Yeah. Metaphor. Yes, it's true. It's metaphor. And what is simile? So it's a metaphoric statement. What's simile? Go and learn these things. They are all in the Bible. It's not in the Bible, but they were used. Yes, the use of like to compare. Great. So the use of like as done in comparison. Yes. What is soliloquy? Pastor, now is it literature? Oh, Pastor. Pastor, this one is too much. Yes, so speaking to yourself, yeah, alone. So you are soliloquying. What was a fork tail? That student's about to learn. A fork tail. Someone's just dumb stories on us. Because fork tail, I think it's stories. Stories. Typed out fork tail. All of these things are in the Bible. I mean, are written out in the Bible. I promise. I was listening to somebody, and the person gave some revelation there. I said, "Jesus, it's just metaphoric. It's not literal. It's just metaphoric." Yeah, I feel very bad. Yeah, that's just by the way. And people were saying that it was very revelatory. I said, no, this is a metaphoric statement. The Bible was written by English people, so they used all of these things to explain and expound things to us. And he was actually doing it. And the people were also doing it. I felt very bad. Sometimes it's just written there. I mean, you didn't say we should do it like that. You are doing it like that. Anyway, that's just by the way. So, in Joshua chapter 8, verse 1 to 3, the Lord has spoken to Joshua. And he told Joshua, take all the people of war with thee. Everybody's going for evangelism. I've given unto you the king, the people, the city, I've given to you the land. And thou shalt do to Ai and a king as thou didst to Jericho and a king. Yes. So you see, Joshua, you went out with, 3,000. First time. No, it's the second time. He said, no. We have, the Lord said all. So Joshua and all the fighting men set out to attack. Joshua chose 30,000 of his best and sent them out at night. So the Lord said, all the people of war, all of them, get all of them and send them out. Remember in chapter 7, he just took 3,000 because the people came and said, oh, these people, they are small to conquer. No. You are going to be involved in that all. From today, everybody is part of the all. Everybody. Medical doctor, what, engineer, what, business associate, cryptocurrency dealer, policeman, whatever. We are all involved in the preaching, in the teaching, in the ministry. When you close from work, we are all ministers. At work, we are even ministers. Everybody is going to be there. I've been quite, thinking about, departmentalization, like maybe prayer department, evangelism department. I realize that it's not how it's supposed to be. Yeah, that's why we don't have anything like that here. It's not how it's supposed to be. The Church of Jesus Christ, everybody is supposed to be praying. Everybody is supposed to be involved in evangelism. Yes. So we don't allow some sect of people say, oh, we are prayer people. And you hear that, so as for me, when we come down, the heavens open. everybody they pray. Are you listening? Everybody prays. Everybody. When we are praying 8 hours flat, everybody. Nobody did that. As for we are stare. Then you also meet some very lovely people. Hello. Hi. Say, what are you saying? We are in evangelism. Say, evangelism, don't you?
Oh, no. We are in evangelism. We like to pray. Hey, do you know Jesus Christ?
And then you see the prayer one saying, we don't really evangelize. Our own is to stay back and spiritually kabashi.
Spiritually kabashi. Hey.
Everybody is part. As for here, everybody, you see, when is the very time, the prayer room, that's when I remember. When we used to go for missions, you see that, they called some place engine room, and then, like, wow, me, I was, honestly, I didn't know, but I was in the engine room for some days, and I realized that, nah, oh boy, there's something you have to do here. We came for evangelism. It's good to pray. It's good to have people praying. But you see, we pray so that the word of God outside there can reach where it's supposed to reach. So everybody's praying and everybody's evangelizing. So we get time, we pray, we sow seeds of prayer. And then when we step onto the fields, everybody is also a worker in the field. And he's the evangelist. Hello! And you see the instrumentalists. They don't like prayer. Neither do they like evangelism. See them hanging around. They are just around. So ours is just the keys. Say drums praise. Say keys praise. So say then keys. They'll add keys to whatever name they have. Keys. Paul keys. Kabashi. Everybody, whether you are James Bond or whatever, you are all parts. So if you are here and you play drums, or you play when it's time for evangelism, you get up from the drums and you go inside and go and evangelize. Everybody's evangelist, everybody's prayer, everybody. So everyone must be all out. Everyone must be ready to die for God. Everyone must be ready to go on missions. Everyone must be able to serve the Lord with all of their hearts, with all of their souls. Everybody is doing something in the church. It's not that some people only come to, you know, let me tell you, how you even look to church speaks a lot about what you do in church. Yes, it's true. See someone with a high heel, as if the person is about to fly. A high heel pound. The person is almost flying. The person is levitating slightly. She's not coming to do anything. She's not coming to serve any life. She's just coming to just enjoy the fine ambience and all of those things. Yes, she's not coming to do anything. If you had disciples, nobody will advise you. Nobody will advise you. If you had disciples that you are following to church and they are not coming, but you have to go, nobody will tell that, hey, high heel, save it for your wedding, or save it for your ceremony, or save it for something. Yes, it's true. And to truth be told, I got to see this when I went with a couple of people to a first love service or the camps. You see that they're all in boots, like Kambu was, it's a boot. So and you know, there's a spirit behind that. You don't just see it. You just see the fact that they are all in like boots or something. But there's a spirit behind. There's a reason behind that. It's that everyone is a worker. Yeah. And I also noticed that they like to wear t-shirts. It's not just that the t-shirt is the order of the day, or they are being youthful. No. It's not that. Everybody's busy. Sweating. Everybody. See them sweating up and down. Everybody. Movements all over. That's why I told some of you that when I say you should do something, I see you slow. So I said, no, that's not how I want you to do it. Fast, quickly. Everybody's up and about. Up and about, quickly. Everybody. You're either bringing someone, you're either following up on someone, you're either teaching someone, you're either doing this, you are moving here, you are passing here, everybody busy. I want that to happen. See, if we can have that, we can have the more. Days where we have meetings. Oh, see Uber's moving in, buses moving in, big and small, everybody's busy. Yes, and I'm formally going to introduce the call center service. We've already started call center service. So some of you have received messages from CFI Reach. Yes, but there's going to be call center services. We're going to introduce that. They'll have their separate t-shirts. Yes, so when you're bringing somebody and the person is delaying, you give their number to them. They will call them and make sure that they are at the meeting, so that you will not be disturbed in the meeting. Yes, we're going to do all of those things. But you see, everybody is supposed to be involved in the work. Everybody, not some people. Everybody. So we're not going to leave it to just some people. Everybody. You don't like what I'm saying, that everybody is going to be involved. You want us to have a few sects of people. No, everybody. You want to win a lot of people. So everybody's involved. Everybody's up and about. Everybody's busy. Everybody's moving up and down. Hey, everybody. Everybody's preaching. Everybody's teaching. Everybody has discipleships. Everybody's moving. Everybody's here. Everybody. Everybody's present for evangelism. Present for prayer meetings. Present for web sessions. Present for everybody. Everybody. So don't think that you are not called, and you just leave it to some people. No, everybody. Everybody. Do what you can, eh? Do what you can. To help the work of God, do what you can. Bring somebody, teach somebody, disciple somebody, follow up on somebody, call somebody, get active with somebody. Just enjoy the work. See, let's enjoy the work. There's no other work that we should, but let's enjoy the work. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy what we do. It's a glorious work. Let's enjoy it. Let's not feel like we are trying to, it's like we are trying to force it down into our throat. They're trying to force me to serve God, but I really don't want to serve God. No. Enjoy the work. So God sends us to all people in the world, and He wants us all involved in the work. In Mark 16:15, He said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Everybody should go into all the world. Everyone should go. Every believer should go. Jesus in John 12:32 speaks about how that if He be lifted up, He will draw all men unto Himself. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, it tells us how that He wills that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth of the gospel. In Matthew 11:28, He says, "Come unto me, all ye who are heavily laden, all ye that labor." Everybody should come, then He will give rest. It's not for a sect, not for some prophet. He teaches all nations. So we're going to employ this. Everyone, find something. Say, "Pastor, I can really sing, but I'm shy." What are you waiting for? "Pastor, I can really. Everybody. And me, I like everything, provided it's godly and it's good and it's in its place. Yes, I enjoy everything. You will not believe it. Even though by the grace of God I have, good ears musically, but I enjoy everything. I don't despise. You think I'm pretending? I'm not pretending. Yes, I'm not pretending. When we're done with camp meeting, someone came to me. The person was saying, "Pastor, please, thank you. I mean, looking at how you flow with us in songs, really, really, really blessed me." I didn't say anything, but I said to myself, "That's how I am. I just enjoy it." It's not because somebody is doing it. That's why I respond to it. That's how I am. I get involved in the service. I'm in the service. I'm not in the service, and I have, I'm sort of like reserved. No. I'm not like that. If we are worshiping, we are all worshiping. If we are rejoicing, we are all rejoicing. I'm not rejoicing like that because of somebody or because I'm standing in front of. No, if I was standing at the back, I'll still do the same thing. I'll still do the same thing. It's not even about having a nice voice. It means nothing to me. At least I play keyboard, and I've played keyboard for a while. I've played in professional class. And then, I mean, I should know when somebody has a good voice and a bad voice. But none of those matter to me. I enjoy everything. I love everything. Yes. So you see, when we are full of rejoicings, or we're in a meeting, or we are poised for the service, or not just some are poised, no, not just some are rejoicing, no, not just some, no, not some, or everybody in the same spirit of what is going on, then we can have the glory of God descend in places where we gather. Because all are together with one heart. So in this year of us wanting to experience and to have and to see more, we are going to ensure that everyone is involved. Everyone is involved. Some of you who disciple other people, don't be afraid to delegate a responsibility. Oh, go and check up on this person. Go and do this. Oh, be do that. Okay, let's be here. Okay, let's do. Go and do this now. Okay, find this time to do. Okay, no, don't be afraid, because everybody is supposed to be doing the work. Everybody. I see you doing more in Jesus' name in this year. Yes. Don't see yourself as not part. See, ministry is a blessing. And the fact that God has called you into it is probably one of the greatest blessings. It is actually the greatest blessing you ever have in your life. Yes. It's actually the greatest blessing. Yes. So don't treat it very lightly. Yes. Don't treat it very lightly. Don't treat it lightly at all. Don't treat it lightly. So we are all going to be involved. Do you see that I try very hard to get involved with all aspects of your life? Yes, I do that. All aspects of your life. Yeah, I'm interested. I'm interested. Even as a pastor, when I realized that God was leading me to start the CFI business community, I said, hey, what is this? I've not seen this one before. I said, no, you start. Do it. Say, hey, I've not really seen it before. I said, no, do it. Because I was interested in people who did not have maybe, you know, opportunities to work. And God has been faithful. Yeah, God has been faithful. Like, none of you listening to me right now, you have jobs, good jobs. Yes, because of the business community. Yes, good jobs. And we're going to have more better ones. In Jesus' name. I told you that you should be open for dollars and payments in other currencies. Meanwhile, you are in Ghana here. Yes, I told you that you should be ready for it. And we are open to receiving it. Yes. So we are ready. If I was not interested in all, I'll just be interested in gospel. I was speaking to someone yesterday. I said, what about this? I had to ask the person, what about this? Because I'm interested in all. I'm not interested in some. I'm interested in all. So we're going to experience great enlargement. Great enlargement. When you get to a place and you see that the place is messed up, you don't just say, oh, where are the ushers? You, if you usher, it will not work. And when you push the chair and you put it, wouldn't it work? Say, you come late to church, you put your hand on the chair, you check if the chair is dusty or not. You've come late, you are checking whether the chair is there. You are trying to use your hand to check whether the chair is dusty. When you check and it's dusty, you say, where are these churches' ushers? Where are they? Yeah? Come on, just cleaning chair. You, if you clean it, won't do. I'm asking you. If you clean it, will not do. If you come early and you clean it, won't do. Many times people just like to criticize things that they do not like to do. So, all, are you listening? That's how we can have more. Yes. You see, when we go for meetings, and I turn and I see empty pews or empty chairs, and I'm the only one that feels it in my heart, We're not all sharing the same bedding. Everybody in the room should feel it. Just the way I'm feeling it. Everybody should feel it. We should work hard now. We are not working hard. Let's work hard, Pastor. Yes. Everybody should feel it. Everybody. That's why Wednesday, when you call somebody to lead prayer, that same person, you say, come and stand in the congregation. Another person should be prayer. When you are leading, that's not how you led the prayer. When you were leading, you didn't lead the prayer like that. So why is it that when somebody is leading prayer, you cannot pray? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, every ministry is going to thrive and do well if they take away that sense of the leader has to do something to push us, to motivate us to do what we are supposed to do. It stops us from getting the best. Even if it's just a 7-year-old child that is put in front of us to lead us to pray, even if the child just comes and says, brethren, we are praying that the Spirit of God will have a free course in us. Somebody catches it from the back. And then they are praying. You don't need anybody to motivate you in any way. Yeah, you don't need any. Let's have that as a culture. That we know what we want. And we will get it. Anyway. Remember, brethren, we are praying that you see that people are they're there. They've taken it up. Yes. So when they are not leading prayer, they are at the back. When they are leading prayer, they are in front. When their friend is leading, they are in front. When somebody who is not their friend is leading, they are at the back. Please, that's not a good attitude. We cannot have God's Spirit move mightily in our midst if we have this attitude. The singer is jumping. You are just there is no spirit. You are waiting for spirit. There is no spirit. There is no spirit. You now ascertain whether there is spirit or not. Now, when you see it, you flow in that same manner. You don't need anything. Let's put away that thing. See, we're going to grow more if we can put that away. You understand? Yes, we're going to grow more. And the Spirit of God will always have a free course in our midst. If we can put that sort of, there's no spirit, there's no what, there's no, No. Put that away. We know that flow is the Spirit of God because Pastor put them there. We are flowing with what is given. So, we are all involved in everything. In the work, in everything together. Yeah, everything together. Everything together. And that's when you see the power of God. You will not even believe it. You see real power. See somebody who does not look like the person can do anything. The person stands there. Listen, you see the power of God. Yes. So Christ's family, this is how we're going to have more, especially in our numbers and with respect to the move of God's Spirit in our meeting. Everybody involved, everybody active, everybody sharing in the bedding of what we have to do as a ministry. Everybody. Me, I can't carry the bedding alone. I can't carry the bedding alone. I sent a message to a group of people and I said that somebody had told me after we closed, the person helped to send somebody home, helped to ensure the person picked a car, helped to, and the person was now giving me an update on what had happened. And I said, that's good. It shouldn't only be the pastor who's just making sure that people are fine. It means that the burden is not shared. You see that when the burden is shared, I really love my people. Yes. I'm not going to lie to you. As when you touch somebody around me, it's like you have touched something very important to me. Yes. And it's not even a joke. I'm not saying it. I really love the people who are around me. Yeah. That's why when we close, I can't even go. 95% of the times, I'm the last person to leave with other people who probably might be leaving with me. Many of the times, because I really love them. And sometimes they'll say, no, Pastor, you have to go. And I say, no, you go, because you matter to me. You matter to me. So much you matter to me, I'm telling you. You might not know how much you matter to me. You might not know. 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 There are several times I've had to walk out everybody and I'm the only one left. And I stroll into the dark. I just stroll somewhere. Because you matter to me. Yes, if you don't matter to me, I'll not. I'll just leave. Immediately I'm done, I should take my rest. And it's actually legitimate to want to take your rest after you are done ministering. So I minister to you and I see that you are gone. If it didn't matter to me, I won't do that for you. So we cannot have only the leader have this burden. It's like we all should matter to ourselves. Everybody, hey, how are you going? Oh, let's accompany. Go here. Pick your car. Okay. Don't worry. It's a walking distance. I'll see you. Do this. Then you see that the burden is shared. It's shared. Yeah. The burden is shared. When the burden becomes shared, you see, it will even be like the pastor is not there. That's how it's going to be. The pastor is not there because everybody has a burden for somebody and has a burden for things. It will be like the pastor is not there. Yeah, because everybody has a bedding. Yeah, everybody has a bedding. So we are all going to share in beddings. I shouldn't be the only one praying. I shouldn't be the only one. You should also catch a bedding for prayer and pray for the people and pray for the ministry and pray for the things that we're. You to get up and pray. I shouldn't be only the person sort of concerned about prayer. You also should be concerned about prayer. You should catch on a bedding. You should catch on something. And that is how we're going to see them more. Yeah. You know, I don't like to say this, but I think it's true. The Lord told me that when the ministry grows and expands, the lives of the people will also grow and expand. It's true. You see it. Yeah. A time is going to come when you say you are in this ministry. You have opportunities open to you. Yeah. Oh, I'm a son of the man of God. Oh, the job is open. The opportunities, there are some things I can't say. Yeah. Some of you will have opportunities because of the ministry. Yeah. 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 You have no idea. You think that you are fighting for a lot of things. You don't know that what you are fighting for is right before you. It's right before you. I believe that I'll meet many presidents. Yeah. And I believe strongly that I have a lot of influence. I can cough and then a multimillion something is given to you. You have no idea of these things. But it's just that these things, it's not everything that we say. It's not everything that we say. Uh-huh. I think you are doing it for somebody. You are doing it for yourself and for God. Some of the reasons why you get certain contracts is just because you love the Lord. You are serving God. You don't have any. Anyway, that's just by the way. So we are going to have more because we can be all together involved. Involved. We can be all together involved. We can be all together involved. So we all together, loving the Lord, picking up on burdens. We all together moving into I and fighting together. We're not saying 3,000, no. Everybody, all your men, gather all your best warriors, 30,000, move into the land. And God's grace is going to be mighty upon us in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for your grace that's upon our lives together as a ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that in our hearts, we're all catching a burden. Everybody has a need to do something. Like you are there, you say, no, I have to do something. And thank you, Lord, also for showing us what we have to do. And for showing us how we have to do it. And for showing us, you know, how to go about it. We give you all the glory. That together as a ministry, we all are doing the work, pushing kingdom forward. Jesus' mighty name. Amen.